If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
He is here. Lance O'Brien. It's time for MediConnect, the inside connection. We have a lot to get to today. We'll do our day in history. We'll do our trivia question and whatever else is on his mind. But one thing I do know, you should be planning, because before you know it, the summer will be going, gone. The fall will be here. The leaves will start to change their golden brown colors. And you'll be saying, I'm 65. That's right. I've got to enroll in Medicare. So before you do it, get a game plan. Because it's never too late to prepare, is it not? Good morning.
Good morning. That was really eloquent, like you've done this before, actually.
It's called showbiz, brother.
There you go, my
but
man.
But I also believe in what you do, because I've seen firsthand. I've been to your offices, and when I make the decision, I'll be knocking on your door like so many others have. My friends included, who absolutely love the process that MediConnect gives them.
No, I appreciate it. It's great to be here. It's been 6 weeks for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Well, you know what it is. I follow you on all your platforms, and I see and hear you every day. So it's like you're just right there with me.
I'm right there.
Yeah.
I'm just hanging out in your basement with you. So, but no, hard to believe it's June already. Hopefully we get some sun eventually. I feel like we've been in a weather Armageddon here. But we had our first AEP, annual enrollment period prep meeting this week. So our engines are revving towards that. But we've been incredibly busy, Rob, with people that are new to Medicare. Got a call this week, actually, from a couple in Ohio. And they had referred to me by someone, actually it was brother and sister-in-law of a couple that I assisted years ago in Mount Lebanon. And, you know, they're turning 65 next March and next September, and they just had a bunch of questions. And it's really interesting to me, because everyone thinks that it's very similar for everyone, is what they think. You know, like, I know I got to do this at this date and this at that date. And, you know, just listening to them talk, and the most painful thing of the conversation, Rob, was when I got to start asking them, are you going to work past the age of 65? Yeah, we want to keep working. And then I said, well, how much are you paying for your health care? $1,800 a month. And I was like, well, you're going to love the way the rest of this conversation goes.
Honestly.
$1,800 a month.
I mean, and with all due respect, that's not a red flag to somebody?
Well, again, the thing of it is for some group plans out there, that's not out of this world. For some people that are on ACA, that's very familiar. You know, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. So, like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, well, you're going to really love this conversation. Because they were like, well, do we both have to go to Medicare at the same time? Like, a lot of the questions we get a lot, but there's still a ton of confusion around it. So, when I told them that, you know, come next March, she's going to pay at the most, even if she gets the Cadillac of all coverage, $350. And then next September, when he gets ready to go, they're going to be at about $700. If they go to the top level of coverage, they could be even less if they see something that they think is a better value. You know, so it's just never too early to start. It's not what you think. You've probably heard a lot, and what you really do, and you need to hear it from the experts who really know what they're talking about, who do this. That's why we always push the webinars, the seminars. Like, again, we work with so many people new to Medicare. You got to get it right from the beginning.
All right, so we're going to do our day in history, but I want to remind you, here is the best way that you can get a hold of them, because they're there for you. And remember, there is never a fee for their services. So tell them the number, tell them the website, and tell them why they need to make an appointment now, because it will be the fall before you know it.
Yeah, so 888-818-6334. One great thing about calling MediConnect is you're going to get a live person
right now.
You know, right now during the week, very seldom would you call. If you call at 3 a.m, you're not going to get a live person.
Well, I may pick up the phone.
But yeah, if you call, you're going to get a live person. You can go to the website, MediConnectInsurance.com. We have a chat feature there that we're generally able to respond in 90 seconds or less. If you have a question, if you want to schedule an appointment, we're here to make it easy for you. Again, new to Medicare, we want to help you. Already on Medicare, not sure if you have the best benefits, give us a call.
We also have some seminars we'll tell you about. They are free, but you have to reserve your space. You can call 888-818-6334 and say, I want to be at that one. And while you make the call, why don't you set up an appointment? Because there is no charge for the services. That way you'll get a game plan and you'll be in the game when it's time to enroll in just a couple of months. Also, MediConnectInsurance.com, we're going to tell you why you can click on the seminars there and reserve your space. These seminars are free, but you have to reserve your space. But before we do any of that, it's time now for This Day in History.
Yeah, I want to get into a lot of news and current events that are happening right now. Just read an article the other day, actually last night when I was laying in bed from Newsweek on Part B penalties, which we're going to spend some time on. I do want to talk about the big, beautiful bill, but we'll save what's coming or what's happening right now for the next segment. Let's talk about history. So on this day, June 7th, 1937, Time Magazine publishes the second of only two known photos taken of the United States Supreme Court while they're actually in session.
Awesome.
Crazy to think about that. With all the dramatization around courtrooms and all the filming and all that now, to think that they still hold that to a very secretive place.
Yeah, now we have court TV and inside about every courtroom imaginable. But back in the day, that was really very unique to do something like that for sure. Okay, 1942 on this date.
Battle of Midway ends. Admiral Chester Nimitz wins the first World War II naval defeat of Japan, which would end up becoming a real turning point in that conflict.
Their navy was pretty much done after that.
It was a big, big victory. On this date, 1955, the first president to appear on TV in color, Dwight Eisenhower.
No kidding. Wow.
So now we're going to get into some music stuff. 1958, American songwriter Berry Gordy Jr. Founds, and I didn't know this, Rob, I don't know if you knew this, founds Tomla Records, which was a precursor to Motown.
And that was because of the connection to a family member, and also that was the label that Smokey Robinson basically was behind. So pretty cool stuff there.
Yes. And then 1969, Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash perform a duet on the Grand Ole Opry. Did you know? I didn't know this. Did you watch A Complete Unknown?
I haven't seen it yet. I heard it's tremendous.
It was awesome.
He's a great young actor.
It was really, really well done. And I didn't realize there was such a connection between Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan.
Big time.
The songwriting and everything. You definitely got to watch it. I highly, highly recommend it. I watched it on an airplane, actually. And then when I came home, my daughter was like, I want to watch this.
Listen, just to give a little bit of love to truly the go-between, meaning between the Grand Ole Opry great era of people like Johnny Cash and Loretta Lynn and others, Vince Gill is going to be coming to Pittsburgh this summer. He is a tremendous talent.
Yeah, he is. And I didn't realize, I wish I did at the moment, because I would have got there as Bob Dylan was just in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he pretty tremendous legacy too. In his eighth decade, still doing it.
He's going to be up in Cuyahoga Falls June 21st. I looked at that.
Well, you know what's amazing? When I was growing up, I was into Motown. That's what I did in 24/7. But bits and pieces of folk music, Joan Baez and obviously Bob Dylan and others. And then Peter, Paul, and Mary and the whole thing. So when I started in radio, I was at a station that played album-oriented rock, which were album cuts, right?
Right.
So I kind of discovered Bob Dylan then. And, you know, time passes and you get involved in other aspects of life, raising kids, this medium. And then this movie has made me reconnect. He really was a painter with a guitar and a voice. His voice wasn't tremendous, but man, there was just something methodic about it.
Yeah, his lyrics were next level. So, interestingly enough, on this date, June 7th, 1988, the never-ending tour actually started.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, so very, very interesting. And then just one more, 2024, Pat Sajak's final appearance on the Wheel of Fortune after 43 years, the longest continuous stint on a game show by a host.
Here's the amazing thing about that. You know, Merv Griffin has something to do with that because as he was growing up, it was kind of certain games that he played and he evolved and became a media mogul. And obviously now the rest is history, Jeopardy and what have you. But remember when Pat Sajak went late night on CBS to replace Merv Griffin. They were going to try to go up against Johnny Carson. Obviously, it didn't work out. but it worked out okay in the end for him.
It did for sure. So I think the trivia question this week is going to be one of the toughest ones we've had. And it's reflecting back on Bob Dylan.
You're like enamored with Bob Dylan.
And that never-ending tour. So what year did the Bob Dylan's Never Ending Tour end?
I will sell you the answer. No. the number to dial, if you think you know it, 412-922-1020. Again, the question, here it is. Trivia question gets a $15 Get Go gas card.
What year did Bob Dylan's Never Ending Tour end?
If you think you know it, 412-922-1020. Lots of stuff to get to. He's Lance O'Brien. I'm Rob Pratt. Right now, we're streaming this live Metropolitan Window video screen. Go to KDKRadio.com and click on KDKA. Watch.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, Lance O'Brien is here. This is Cure Money Advisors before. This is MediConnect. And then we've got the True Value Home Improvement Show, then AAA Central Stocking Travel. And then coming up in the noon hour today, it's Minority Health Matters with Lynn Hayes Freeland. All right, let's get right back to it as we continue on our busy Saturday. It's the big, beautiful bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're going to jump into that in just a minute because, again, it's a big part of news. And, you know, the one thing, Marty, you know, is everything now is so polarized, right? Like, you can't even mention something that maybe somebody does or talks about without it drawing ire. I think there's some bad things in the BBB, I'll just call it, and I think there's some good things, and I do want to talk about that. Before we do, I want to talk about a Newsweek article I ran across in bed last night. It was actually, which tells you how exciting my life is, right? You know,
you're doing stuff that helps us.
There you go. I was trying to shut my brain off, and I was just kind of looking at some Medicare stuff, and this was just published a couple days ago, and there was a new act that was just a new law that was put in that's going to go through the process, right? You know, it's called the Medicare Economic Security Solutions Act. And it's related to Part B penalties. Rob, if anything, we've talked about penalties on the show before. If you don't enroll at the right time when it comes to getting onto Medicare, once you get 12 months outside of that enrollment period, you start to be assessed a 10% penalty per year that you are not enrolled. And again, we've seen over the years, and right now across the country, there's over 700,000 people paying Part B penalties. I've seen them as much as 30, 40, 50, 60%. Actually, the average penalty now, Rob, for somebody that has one is 30%. Right. So what are we talking about there? Well, if the Part B premium right now is $185, 30% of that's about $55 a month. Right. And they're paying that every month right now for the rest of their life. And we're talking about people on fixed incomes. I'm not a fan of it. So the first question really is, Rob, why do you think that they started these penalties? Well, the answer is they actually were trying to protect Medicare is why they started the penalties. Think about it this way. If people don't enroll in Medicare and then they have a medical emergency, what happens?
They're out of luck.
They're out of luck, which means the health systems and everybody are going to eat that cost, right? Or the individual. So what they were doing is saying, hey, we got to create some guidelines so people aren't going without health insurance. So I really do understand the purpose or the thought process behind the penalties is, hey, let's make sure people realize that you got to sign up for this at the right time. And again, I'll go back to what I said in the first segment. A lot of people are so confused about what that even means. And I think that's where we bring so much value in our seminars and our webinars. But there's a lot of confusion out there. So, but what started out as quote unquote a good thing, let's create guardrails, kind of became a prison for some people, if you will, right? Because now they're paying month over month. So here's what this legislation act is actually proposing. There was a similar one that was proposed a few years ago, Rob. It unfortunately didn't get enough support. I, for one, do hope this one gets the support it needs and gets passed. But now what they're saying is they're going to cap any penalty as the act is written out, 15%. Okay, so that's a good thing. And with Medicare, penalties are for life. They are capping this at half the time you went without coverage. So what does that mean? So say I retired, but I had health insurance through the federal government or employer government, or maybe I had COBRA. And I went, and COBRA is a bad example for what I'm going to say right now, but just say I had coverage through the government, right? And I never got my Part B. And I went 6 years. right, without getting my Part B, and then I wanted to enroll. As the rule stands right now, I'm going to have a 60% penalty, right? Well, it would be capped at 15%, and then if instead of paying it for my life, Rob, they will cut it in half to the amount of time that you were supposed to do it. So if I didn't enroll for 6 years, my penalty then is not lifelong. My penalty is only 3 years. So I think two really good things out of this. I hope, like I said, it goes through. But again, if you're out there today and you're getting ready to go on to Medicare in the next, I would say even 2 years. And the reason I say 2 years, if you're 63 right now, listening 64, you need to give us a call. You need to sign up. And the reason I say that is your income impacts what you can also pay for Part B. And again, people don't understand that. They're just like, well, when I sign up, I'm going to pay what everybody else pays. That is not necessarily true. Your income can impact that.
Yeah, and I think people, the only way that they know where they stand, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, set up an appointment. There is never a charge for their services.
Yeah, and again, our goal ultimately is we never want anybody to pay any penalties.
Congratulations to Nancy Portersville. She is the winner of this week's trivia question, and thus she will get a $15 Get-Go gas card. Here's the question and the winning answer.
Yeah, and this was a tough one, I thought. So the never-ending tour, the answer would be, well, never, right? You know, but it was actually 2019. If I had to guess what I would have guessed?
What would you have guessed?
I would have guessed 2020 when COVID hit, right? 21 when COVID hit, everything was shut down, but they actually stopped it in 2019.
Let's do these seminars before we get too far along in the program. Then we'll kind of pick up with our train of thought. Go ahead.
Yeah. So again, if you're listening, you're hearing what I'm saying about Medicare enrollment, understanding the rules, the confusion that is there. We, in less than an hour at one of our live seminars or our weekly webinar, are going to be able to help you there. So we're going to be on June 11th this week. We're actually going to be at the Northern Tier Library on Dickey Road in Gatsonia. Always a great turnout there. And all of these seminars are at 6 o'clock. On the 17th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Monroeville on 3936 Monroeville Boulevard. And then on the 25th, we're going to be at the Upper St. Clair Recreation Center on Mayview Road. Just drove by that yesterday, actually, in Pittsburgh. So the 11th in Gibsonia, the 17th in Monroeville, the 25th in Pittsburgh, Upper St. Clair Rec Center. And then our weekly webinars every single Wednesday, Rob. So the next one will be June 11th at 11 a.m. or 6 p.m. They can get the same information they would get at a live seminar from the comfort of their own home.
I love it. All right, let's go. Keep going.
Yeah, so again, don't make mistakes. Now let's talk about what some people think is a big mistake. Some people don't necessarily think is a big mistake, which is this big, beautiful.
Here's how I describe it. It's beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. That's very, very true. So the way I'm going to do this is the way that I often approach a lot of things, you know, because I try to veer, or I actually try to embrace common sense when I talk about issues like this, Rob, you know, and not give so much into maybe how I feel about the political climate or one political party over another. So I'm going to do this pros and cons.
All right.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm going to start with the cons. Right. So the first con is obviously there is a lot of conversation here around cuts to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all of those types of things. Right. So what is the truth? So there is planned reduction to the Medicaid budget or Medicare budget, Medicaid budget in this bill. $500 billion. Over the course of 8 years.
Listen, I want to take a break and I want to come back on this because this has become a very important topic on my radio show. I can't tell you how many people stop me in the streets because they think Medicare, they think MediConnect, they think of me, and they say, hey, Medicaid. And I'm like, and by the time I try to explain it, they just keep going back, well, Medicaid, I have a parent, I have a loved one. What am I going to do? Maybe we can figure a way because of what we do at MediConnect with Medicare just to help people and to convince them they need to take a look at the big picture of this big, beautiful bill. And maybe we can talk them off the ledge a little bit because a lot of people are really concerned about this.
That's the goal this morning.
All right. That's why he's here and that's why I'm here. So come on back with us on the other side. And remember, if you want to set up an appointment with them, they can help you with everything. Do it now. Get some peace of mind. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. And to register for those seminars, you can call that number or or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. We'll be back.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
All right, back with Lance O'Brien. This is MediConnect, the inside connection. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Lower taxes on Social Security, stricter Medicaid requirements, lots more to get to. Here again is your host. Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, so again, just speaking in this segment and the last one today around the big, beautiful bill and just trying to present the facts. You know, of what's in it, who knows where it's going to end up. But I think there's a lot of questions out there. I have people asking me all the time. I get a lot of comments on my social medias. A lot of them tend to be around, it's not going to matter anymore that you're doing education because Medicare is not going to be here next year or the year after that. And, you know, so what is the truth and what's the reality and where does everything sort out? So again, we're kind of doing cons and then we'll do some pros. So there are proposed cuts to Medicare funding in this bill, $500 billion over 8 years. So between now, well, actually starting in 2026, so no effect this year if the bill goes through 2034, there's going to be $500 billion cut over the next 8 years. Now, I know that's a huge number, right? Like $500 billion is a massive number.
Yeah, but who do they take it for?
But it's a great question. Who do they take it for? First, let's put it in context. That's 4% of the Medicare budget over that period of time.
Just 4%?
It's just 4%. So like again, the big thing I'm trying to get out there around this is I can't tell you how many times a week someone will say Medicare's going away.
It's not going away.
Medicare's not going away. To completely overhaul or get rid of the Medicare system would be a massive
thing.
That would
bankrupt the nation.
It would be a dumpster fire of epic proportions, right? Now, is it good that they're reducing it? It's not, you know, but trying again to be very holistic in the thought process of today's show and how we're talking about this is, you know, we have to cut in some places. I would prefer that we don't cut here. I actually think the next thing we're going to talk about is a little bit more concerning to me, the cuts around Medicaid. But people are asking, so what does that mean? It's the question you just asked. Where are they going to take it from? Well, first thing I can tell you is the specific impacts of it right now are unknown. Anybody who says they know exactly what's going to happen here just has an agenda. We don't really know. If you're asking me as an expert in this industry, Lance, what do you think is going to happen? I think primarily two things are going to happen. One is there's going to be more responsibility is going to be put on the private insurers. Right. So that would be the people that are providing the insurance plans, whether they're Medigap plans or their Medicare Advantage plans. They're going to have to absorb some of the cost of this reduction. And secondarily, I do think some of it is going to fall to the individual consumer. Again, what impact does that have? There's 70 million people on Medicare. 70 million.
Out of 333
yes,
million.
70 million. It's 68.5 million if we want to get really, really technical this morning.
And as you said, that probably another million have just gone on.
Yeah. I mean, again, if you divide 500 billion by 70 million, you know, you'll see what the math looks like. You know, there's going to be some share costs. Could there be some benefit tweaking, things like that? There could be. But again, the biggest thing, I don't think it's great they're cutting or they're proposing to cut from Medicare. But I don't think that it is the firestorm or the fear factor that some people are predicting.
So do you think that it will be those who they can, and now we heard today that DOGE is going to be able to take a peek at your Social Security and they see people that can afford to have that care as opposed to people that can't. Do you think those are the ones that will lose Medicaid?
Well, maybe they increase IRMA, right? IRMA's that increased premium you can pay for Part B based on your income. So maybe they do that. Like, again, I don't have anything hard and fast, but they generally, the way that our country works is they'll try to take a little bit more from, you know, in taxes or Medicare, right? So that's possible. I think that it could be more in maybe higher copays, lower reimbursements, things of that nature. So that's one thing. The second thing is, and this is the one that I do have the most concern around, is that what they're saying is nearly 1.4 million people with low income that have Medicare and Medicaid, right? So you can have Medicare, which is what you are entitled to at age 65, right? And Medicaid, which is Medicaid is based on my income, I can qualify for state assistance, right? They are saying about 1.4 million people that have Medicare and Medicaid will lose access to their Medicaid should this bill go through. Well, what is that in a percentage? That's about 10% of the people in that scenario. And here's why this is a big, big deal. And again, I think it's more of a con than the first one, is because when you have Medicare and Medicaid, that premium for Part B right now, $185. And again, just to give you some idea, and I'm not going to give the exact figures, right? But if you make about $1,100 or so a month and you have less than $7,000 in assets, you can qualify for Medicaid while you have Medicare. So $1,100 a month isn't a lot of money, right, Rob? So in that scenario, the state pays your premium of $185. So if these people lose Medicaid, Rob, then they're going to have to start paying that $185. And again, if their income is $1,100 or $1,200, I do see that as problematic. I'm hoping maybe that they increase the level of income somehow. Like, again, how this is going to actually, you know, work out at the end of the day, we don't know for sure. But I think it's going to be easier for Medicare to absorb that 4% change than the people on Medicare to absorb that 10% change.
How much of that could be reinvested, you think, into the program? Maybe.
Well, here's the challenge. So Medicaid, if people don't realize, Medicaid is funded not only by the federal government, it's funded by the state as well. So it would put more onus on the states to actually provide resources. So, you know, are states in a position to do that? Some states certainly aren't. Some might be more in a position. It could cause increases in state taxes, income taxes, things of that nature, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of ways. I mean, if the bill goes through, then the actual ways that people will start to try to mitigate those challenges will come to the surface.
What people need to understand, this is a gift that we have, these things that we're talking about. You know, everybody likes to pound on the government. We talked about it before. But, I mean, really, the trifecta, you think of Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare. We're pretty lucky to have all three of those.
Yes. No, and I agree. And again, is it a perfect system? No. Could it be improved? Yes. Is it a lot of money? Yes. It's, you know, again, we're trying to figure out the challenge that are in front of us. I guess the biggest thing with those two cons that I, again, and I know I've said this, but I'm trying to be very consistent today in how I'm presenting this, is it's not the end of the world as some people are trying to express it to be, that Medicaid and Medicare are going away. They're going to get a little shave off the top if the bill goes through, but it's not going to decimate the programs or the people that rely on those programs.
You know, when you think about Medicaid, though, it's not just for people that are, you know, going paycheck to paycheck or that fixed income, but anybody with the price. Look, I've been doing this long enough too. I remember when it was like 10 grand a month. Then it was 12 grand a month. And now it's like, in some cases, 14, 15,000 a month. Even a person who's done their due diligence and had every blue chip stock and a healthy pension and a 401k and an annuity and everything you need, that can take a big chunk out of your life if that's coming out of your own pocket.
It absolutely can. So again, I want people, I would like for people to pump the brakes on the fear a little bit, right? You know, if it does go through, will there be some adjustments? I think it will be spread fairly liberally, though, and we'll have to see what it looks like. So now, I don't know how much more time we have in this segment, but let's talk a little bit about some of the pros in this bill. So one of the things that the current administration did run on was eliminating taxes on Social Security income, right? Like, we don't want people who are relying on Social Security as a fixed income. Well, unfortunately, this bill falls short of delivering on no taxes, but it does increase the standard deduction up to $4,000 for individuals 65 and over, and that deduction would be in place for the next 4 years initially. So what that means essentially, Rob, is that they would get a higher deduction, and then they would pay less on their Social Security income. So there is some relief in this bill on tax paid for their Social Security income. So that's a positive thing.
All right, let's hit the seminars again. I'll tell everybody right now, and I'll remind you again, these are free seminars, but you have to call and set up an appointment, reserve your space, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Lance.
Yeah, and so June 11th, we're going to be at the Northern Tier Library on Dickey Road in Gibsonia. The 17th, we're going to be at the Holiday in Monroeville, 3936 Monroeville Boulevard. And then June 25th, Upper St. Clair Recreation Center, Mayview Road in Pittsburgh. All those seminars at 6 o'clock. And again, if you're going to be new to Medicare in the next 12 months, you want to attend one of these seminars. It's an hour. You're going to get everything you need to know. What is Part A and B? When can I make decisions? How do I enroll, right? What's a supplement? What's an advanced plan? So we're going to walk through all of that. And then we do have the webinar June 11th, this coming Wednesday at 11 or 6 p.m.
More with Lance in just a couple of moments, but tell them about the more hospitals registering as rural emergency hospitals, why we're going to be talking about that.
Yeah, so like next segment, we're going to go over some more pros. We are going to talk about, there are some stricter Medicaid requirements that I think are good. There's some changes in this bill around contributing to your ACA. And then there's a lot of hospitals in rural areas that have really suffered to try to keep up with the rising cost of healthcare. There's something in this bill to undergird that, so people that are living in rural areas wouldn't have to travel so far for care. So again, there are some pros in this bill as well.
All right, tell them who MediConnect is. We always had that first time listener.
Yeah, so again, MediConnect is the top rated Medicare advisory firm in the tri-state region. And I just want to actually say this because I was thinking about it a couple minutes ago. I mean, we could come on here every week and just say, call us, right? You know, that's not, I mean, we want people to call us because we add tremendous value to anybody that is looking at Medicare for no cost. But we're going to remain true to why we started being on the radio seven years ago when UPMC and Highmark were kind of having their issue. It's about education. I want to get people as much education as humanly possible so that they know what is right, what is wrong, and how to make great decisions.
All right, don't put it off. Call, set up an appointment, and that number is 888-818-6334, and we have live advisors right now to answer the phones to set up that appointment, which there is never a fee for their services. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. All right, we are back. None other than Lance O'Brien. Coming up next are the guys from True Value, then Caitlin Seigen, AAA Central's Talking Travel, then Lynn Hayes Freeland, first Saturday in the noon hour of the month of June, so it's Minority Health Matters. All right, so go ahead, Lance, all yours.
Yeah, so we talked about the Newsweek article about eliminating Part B penalties, which is big. I think that is so important. We've talked around challenges related to getting on Medicare, and again, we want to help people all the time with that. And then we've been spending a lot of time this morning on the big, beautiful bill. Whether it's going to get passed or not, we don't know. We've been trying to identify truth and myths in it. Myths. We talked about some of the cons, which is some reductions to Medicare budget, Medicaid budget. We talked about some pros related to lower taxes on Social Security. One of the things I do like in the bill, as it stands right now, is stricter Medicaid requirements. So, you know, I think the purpose of Medicaid initially was to help people who were in a position to, who were not in a position to really help themselves, right? Which everybody goes through hard times in life. Maybe they lose a job unexpectedly, things like that, right? You know, it hasn't stayed true in all facets to that. So one of the big changes in this bill is to set work requirements for childless adults without disabilities. Right. So again, it was really intended for people who were going through a time of hardship or had disabilities and couldn't work. Now, to qualify, the bill says that they would be required to work at least 80 hours per month beginning December of 2026. And instead of qualifying once a year, they would have to qualify every 6 months. So basically what it's saying is if you are under a certain age and you are able to work, right, then we're not going to allow you to just live on Medicaid.
Gotta work.
I personally think that's a good solution. If, again, if people go through a time where they need a helping hand, I think that we should provide that. I don't think we should support a way of life.
Well, here's the other thing, too. I don't think we say it enough, because we want to be the nation of helping each other, especially that our neighbors, right? I mean, citizenship. But there are people who, frankly, take advantage of the system.
Yes.
And have been for generations. And this is why we are where we're at right now, trillions in debt.
Yeah. And again, nobody wants to say it, but if there's people that are taking advantage of the system, what does that do to the people that actually do need the system in a time of crisis?
Listen, feast or famine. People that are feasting should not be taking away from people that are in the midst of a famine.
Yeah. If it was being used for everybody who truly needed it, I don't think there would be such an economic crunch around it. Another pro in this bill is, and this is a big one in the space that I live in, we've talked about this on the show, like if you're 65 and you want to keep working and your employer provides an HSA health savings account, you're not allowed to contribute to the HSA once you enroll in Medicare. There are requirements in this to actually eliminate that rule where people could enroll in Medicare and still contribute to their HSA, which personally, I love this. And here's why I love this, Rob. If I'm still working and I have a little bit more money then, and I want to start putting away in my kitty for my health retirement or my medical bills in retirement,
right.
I love that. But there's that rule with enrolling in Medicare right now. So I really like this one for everybody that's getting towards Medicare age, because if they have an HSA, which are becoming more popular because it's more cost effective for employers to provide health savings accounts, right? What it means is I can keep working, I can keep contributing. When I do retire, I have more in my health savings account to pay for my medical bills. I actually love that in this bill.
It's basically planning for your healthcare retirement.
When you have more money.
Right. I mean, it makes sense, right?
It makes sense.
Money that while you're working and on the health program that your employer is offering you, a lot of cases you're spending money on things you really don't need.
And there's multiple tax advantages to investing in an HSA as well. No tax when you put it in, no tax when you take it out. I actually think this is a great piece in this bill.
So to explain this to me, why is it that on Medicare you can pretty much know ahead what you're going to pay for a procedure, and in real life, without the pointing fingers at anyone, why is that not the case?
Well, Medicare has allowable billable amounts that they set every year for every procedure, right? So that's what, if you stay with straight Medicare and go with a supplement, or if you go with the Medicare Advantage. Now, the Medicare Advantage plan can change those copays or those procedures to set copays, right? So, but the Medicare system is just controlling costs, honestly, for A and B better.
Well, whatever you're doing, it works. All right, we're going to take Tony here in the north side. So, Tony, go ahead. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Love the program. I'm 64. I'm currently on disability, Social Security. I turn 65 next month. Do I would I automatically change, or do I or would my disability stay the same?
Yeah, this is a great question, Tony, and definitely want to encourage you to call the office, because there are opportunities. If you've been on disability for more than 24 months and you already have Medicare, you actually get some do-overs if you want related to your Medicare. So there are some things that can change for you. Some of them are definitely for the positive. So I'd recommend calling into the office and have someone just walk through what those options are, because we only have a couple minutes left on the show, but definitely some changes, mostly for the positive, and we can help you with that.
Tony,
okay, thanks.
You got that number, Tony?
Yes.
All right, buddy.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. 888-818-6334. Lance, go ahead.
Yeah, so again, love being able to talk about current events. Love trying to be able to give a holistic insight to how things are. You know, again, we'll see what happens with this, but at the end of the day, we're going to be there for people. If this bill passes, if it doesn't pass, we're going to be there with the information, the support, the help, whether they need the seminars new to Medicare, whether they just have questions and they're already on Medicare, we're there to be their constant resource.
Listen, I think a way that we could drive the numbers into the seminars that would actually benefit people, because they are free, maybe we could explain to them Medicaid and exactly what it's all about and what's happening right now. Because honestly, I have never in my life had so many people off the air, and I'm not really qualified. This is what you do every day. You're the pros. But somehow we could ease their mind by getting them into a seminar or setting up a free appointment to basically look over their Medicare coverage, but also get the facts when it comes to Medicaid. This is the number one story in America right now.
It really is. And, the thing of it is there's so many voices. And again, I'm being a little redundant this morning, but I do think it's important. I think that there's a lot of
But Lance, you're the first that's actually basically spoke the truth as opposed to the noise. And I think you deserve credit for that, and so does MediConnect.
I think there's a lot of hyperbole out there, right? Like, no matter what side of the political spectrum is, I think everybody's drawing things to the other side. And again, us, we're just trying to report the facts. And as things adjust, we will address them. So, like, again, I think what people are looking for is a trusted source, and I believe how we've established ourselves over the last 10 years in the city of Pittsburgh, we are a trusted source when it comes to all things Medicare and Medicaid, and you can get the help you're looking for.
Listen, we've done, I think, admirable in what we have done in the years of doing this show, but sadly, and I've run into it, and I could have been in the same group of amount of people that I've run into that think Medicaid is the exact same thing as Medicare.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And it's no fault of their own, but it's just where we are right now. And I think we can make a difference. And that's why you need to plug into MediConnect.
Well, again, think about it. For pretty much 80% of, if not more, of your working life, you have an HR department.
They handle everything.
They do everything and then just say, pick this. And then when you retire, you're really looking for a new HR department. And it's who do you trust, right? And that's where I think we check that box, right? Like, we'll be your HR department for you, not just when you get onto Medicare, but it's really for the entirety of your healthcare journey.
All right, so here's what I'm going to tell you as we say goodbye for another week. You're out there right now and you got some concern about Medicare, but also this whole Medicaid thing. Call now, set up an appointment, let them go over your Medicare, but also give you the facts about Medicaid. So here's the number. You can call them right now. Don't put this off. We have people standing by. 888-818-6334. So if you're out there concerned about Medicaid for yourself or a loved one, but if you're on Medicare, maybe you want to get some questions answered there too. So you can get both done in a free in-office review by calling now. Give you some peace of mind. The number is 888-818-6334. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense. Any question they have on Medicare or Medicaid, we can help them.
All right, give them a call. Set up that appointment absolutely free, and also check out those seminars. You can find out more at MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. They are free, but you have to reserve by either going there or calling 888-818-6334. Great show today.
Thank you.
All right, good stuff. Stay tuned. News coming up next. Then that's the guys from True Value on KDKA, and then Caitlin Seigen, AAA Central's Talking Travel.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.